Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 70 for Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Tuesday as losses in Chicago soybeans, bearish technicals, and a lack of aggressive end-user demand in the face of mounting harvest pressure all weighed on prices. Canola is down $2 to $4, the November contract down $3.40 at $464.60 per ton. U.S. soybeans in the good to excellent category unexpectedly improved by 2 percentage points in the latest weekly USDA data that was bearish for the oilseeds in general, including canola. Relatively favorable harvest weather across the prairies also weighed on prices amid ideas that farmer hedge pressure will soon pick up, despite a lack of significant selling for the time being. Commodity funds adding to their short positions contributed to the declines as the charts remained bearish. However, support did hold to the downside, while a slightly weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also provided some support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down, soybeans 8 to 12 cents lower, the November contract down 12 at 8.62 per bushel. Soybeans dropped to fresh six-year lows today, and some sell stops were hit on the way down, exaggerating the losses. Improving U.S. production prospects were a major bearish influence, with soybeans now rated 63% good to excellent. Early harvest operations are also underway, with 7% of this year's U.S. crop now in the bin. However, solid export demand did provide some support, with a Chinese state visit this week expected to result in some fresh export business. Corn is down 4 to 7 cents, the December contract down 4 at 380 per bushel. Condition ratings were left unchanged for corn at 68% good to excellent, while the corn harvest is 10% done. However, there are ideas that actual seeded corn acres were not as large as the USDA is currently working with. That kept some caution in the market and helped keep corn range-bound overall. For wheat, prices are steady to down 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago down a penny at $4.95 per bushel. After seeing a bit of a short covering bounce yesterday, the path of least resistance turned back to the downside for wheat, as U.S. wheat does remain expensive in the global market. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 19% seeded as of this past Sunday. That's in line with the five-year average, but slightly off last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 22nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.